So I'm sure listeners will have heard or seen on the news about the avian flu outbreak that's happening right now. So this is a strain of avian flu H5N1 virus that is highly pathogenic, according to virologists. And, you know, most troublingly, I think, has leapt into different species. So usually when there's an avian flu outbreak, it really just impacts sort of domesticated birds, most notably chickens, and then sometimes it'll leap into wild birds. But this one is jumping into all kinds of different animals, and, you know, from bottlenose dolphins to there's a huge like die-off of sea lions in South America. It's also getting into all kinds of land mammals, including dairy cattle. So this week, the State Department of Agriculture and Markets put restrictions on New York State importing dairy cattle from 8 states that have reported outbreaks of the virus. This will include a ban on importing cattle from any premises where there is a confirmed case, and for any importation at all from any of the states, a certificate of veterinary inspection is required 10 days prior to the importation. The Agricultural Department also stressed that the virus doesn't pose a human threat, and that pasteurized milk remains safe to consume. They're framing this essentially as a way of trying to limit the virus from making further inroads into New York State. Because often what happens in this case is, or in cases like this, is that when a farm has a confirmed case of this virus, they have to basically kill what normally would happen is they would kill all the chickens because that's where it used to spread. And the federal Ag Department would give them reimbursements for that. But the point is to try to keep it from spreading, right? So you can't, now it's spreading into all these different species. You can't exactly kill off everything in your farm, but you can limit and put restrictions on sending those animals across state lines and potentially spreading the virus that way.